Good morning.
Good morning.
Everyone awake today?
Yes.
All right, good deal. We are coming together on this Memorial Day weekend to remember those who have given their lives in service to our country. We want to remember them today for the freedom that they've given for all of us, their ultimate sacrifice of giving their lives to keep us safe, to keep us a country of unlimited freedoms. Amen.
Amen.
Just a quick reminder, your Connect cards, you find them in your bulletins. Please fill those out and drop them in the offering plate as it comes around this morning as well. We had Matthew Meals yesterday. We have 11 volunteers here. They served 153 hot meals yesterday. So thank you all so much for that. Numbers on that have been dropping a little bit. And we seem to think that it's because of the immigration issues that people are becoming afraid to go out in public places and receive meals and different things like that. Our food pantries as well has noticed a little bit. So keep that situation in your prayers. People are fearful to come out and receive the help that a lot of organizations, ourselves included, are offering. So, but thank you all who came and was a part of Matthew Meals yesterday as well. We did go out and do some gleaning yesterday in the Glades. Robin and I from our church was represented. We had a large group from Christ Fellowship show up. So if you're able to go lean, I would encourage you to be a part of that. It's a great ministry with Cross Ministries. And we really had a great time yesterday. But I got to tell you, it was hot out there. It was like 95 degrees. And it was like 117 degrees out there. It was 88 degrees. Give me a break. No way. I nearly passed out, so I don't know. It was hot out there. Did have a great time, and I'm not going to lie to you, I had to go sit in the truck a couple times and turn the air conditioner on. Swooning, man. It was hot, let me tell you, it was hot. Okay, moving on. United Methodist men, we're having our breakfast next Saturday as well, so come out and join us for that. If you'd like to cook, get here about 6:30, you can help us prepare for that. And at 8 o'clock, we'll have our meal and the devotional. And I would encourage you all to come out and be a part of that, all the men in our church. Reminder that our Bible study is underway. We got into the first chapter last week, anyway, chapter 2. We've got a couple more books left. If anyone would like to join us, I encourage you to come out. We're doing Moses, the reluctant prophet. So we're like most of us, I think, when God knocks, we try to talk him out of it. So, but it's going to be a great study. And you're still welcome to come and join us anytime during the next 6 weeks. Read your bulletins. There's a lot of good stuff in there. The life of your church is still very active, even during the summer. So I would encourage you to be a part of what we have happening here at the church. Let's now prepare our hearts and minds for worship this morning.
Thank you. called to be one with Christ, called to be one with each other, called to be one in ministry, we gather in the unity of God's Holy Spirit who calls us here. Would you pray with me, please? Holy Spirit, descend upon us this day. Gather us into your presence that we may be devoted to prayer and strengthened in unity and love. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
And it says, the place where you are standing is holy ground.
Amen.
You know, yesterday we show up,
And there was like eight of us. And there's the guy that the farmer said, "Oh, by the way, there's 2 miles of corn here." "Well, thanks, I felt better before you said that." And there was only like 8 people. And some of them were bosses, and you know what bosses do, right? They sit in the truck and watch everybody else work. Because there's one of the bosses over there. She just sent the truck over there and they're trying to watch us pick corn the whole day. We know about an hour later, we see a bunch of cars coming. Even though they weren't Christ's fellowship people, I was still glad to see them. My truck off the ice. I'm going to stay up over here for a minute. All these people started coming. I said, "Yippee, I'm going to go sit in the truck." Because by that time, I was getting pretty hot and pretty tired. That was only 1 hour in. But what I'm saying is, it's better to have people with us, isn't it? When we've got some hard thing to do. I know when we used to make homemade ice cream at my house when I was your age. Back in the day when I was your age. I didn't like it when a lot of people came over for homemade ice cream. I didn't need a lot of help eating ice cream. And they didn't need a lot of ice cream. If I had a lot of corn to take, I'm glad I've got some help. So the point is that when we have things to do, it's a lot better to have people to do them with us, isn't it? That's what Jesus did with his disciples. And after Jesus was gone, we're going to talk about the ascension today, when Jesus went back up into heaven. But when he went back up into heaven, the Holy Spirit, you heard me talking about the Holy Spirit here lately, right? The Holy Spirit came and was with them, and they had all these people coming around to help them. 500 people, it says. And then a lot more, 1,000. So what I really want us to do is we leave here this morning to remember, to find a group of people to be with, right? Go to church and find those people that want to help us do things for God, right? You buying that this morning? Are you buying that this morning? We need help. We're doing things for God. Right? Alright, let's pray. Gracious God, thank you for these beautiful young people today. Father, we're so grateful that they and their hearts are willing to join up with others to spread the gospel of the good news of Jesus. Pray in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Okay, thank you. Cody, you going to Sunday school? Cool. Cody's going to be baptized at the end of June. Isn't that awesome? Yay!
We heard from Tina Condren this week. Bob is suffering with advanced Parkinson's and dementia, and Tina just asking for strength and pieces in her life, peace in her life as she cares for him as well. Audra Miller, of course, I saw her on Friday. Her joy is still there. I'm going to tell you, she's in hospice care, and she's just waiting on the Lord at this point. We did get a note from Mary Hannah this week. Stan was laid to rest in New York on May 20th. She says it was a beautiful sunny day, but it was cold out. There was chill in the air, but she's not liking the cold weather and looking forward to getting back here and being with us. So keep Mary in your prayers as well. Got a note here from Barbara Russell. Her sister Adele is in the hospital. She's got a severe back problem, so keep Adele in your prayers. Good to see Linda and Ken here today. Friend, Linda's had some knee problems and wrist problems, so we're continuing to pray for you, Linda, and it's good to see you guys in church today. So, blessings to you. Of course, we're remembering those that have given their lives and for freedom in our country as well. Katriana has let me know that she'll be going back up to Shands on Tuesday. She's got a virus now, so she's going to go up there and be that infusion, so let's keep Katriana in our prayers once again as she heads back to Gainesville on Tuesday. Mark Keeble, Maria's boyfriend, his brother Sean was in a bad motorcycle accident, and he's at St. Mary's. Okay, we'll be praying for Sean and Maria. Maria, I'm going to lift you up as well for jobs. We had an interview this week with some friends of ours. I just hope and pray that works out for you, Maria. Hopefully get that call on Tuesday, you're saying, right? So we're still praying for you for the right job to come along. So God bless you, Maria. And Chuck Blankenship as well, out of praise. His bladder test came back okay, but now he's got a heart valve issue. So just keep moving around. We'll get them all fixed up, Chuck, and we'll continue to pray for you. We have a long list today, folks, just because it's summertime and our numbers dwindle. That certainly doesn't mean our prayers are not needed. So let's go before the Lord in prayer this morning. Gracious God, what an awesome God you are. Father, we come to you with confidence this morning that you are listening to us. Father, as we lifted these folks by name this morning, I pray that these people would feel your presence, that they would feel your healing touch, your anointing, your Holy Spirit, filling them and the space around them. Father, we are grateful that we have the privilege and the opportunity to lift up these folks that we care dearly for. We pray this morning that you would be made evident in their lives and that they would proclaim the good news of Jesus and Jesus' healing power in their life. Just the name Jesus Christ brings power in every situation. So, Father, today we come with many on our hearts who were not mentioned here this morning. Those kept in the silent recesses of our being. Father, I pray for relationships today. I pray for those broken relationships in our lives that need to be mended. Father, I pray that we could see you in one another, that we would give ourselves freely and openly to those we've had conflict with, to those that right or wrong are still people we care about. So, Father, I pray for softened hearts this morning. I pray for all of us to say, I'm sorry. To say, forgiveness heals us. Father, we love you. We know that we live in a deeply dark world. A world filled with tragedy. Father, I lift up those affected by the bombing in Manchester, England. So many young lives taken so senselessly. I pray that their families seek you in their healing. I pray that justice comes to those that perpetrate these crimes. Father, we love you. We know we live in a damaged world. We know we live among people who hate. Father, I ask that you would continue to allow us to be a people that love. That's what sets us apart from the others. We love others into relationship with Christ. We never hate others into relationship with Christ. So, Father, bless our time together today. Heal wounds that need closure. Heal us all where we find our need. Father, we love you. And as we pray together, I pray that we would remember those who have given their lives for our freedom today. Father, we love you. We give you the praise and thanksgiving as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thank you.
Father, we seek your blessing in all that we do here at Bayside. We pray in the holy name of Jesus. Amen.
America and America the Beautiful, in recognition of Memorial Day tomorrow.
They worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem, overwhelmed with joy.
And they were continuously in the temple praising God. Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father God, these words are of power today. The power of Jesus Christ giving us the mind to be open to understand these scriptures. Father, bless us this morning as we study your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. How many have gotten an email from a long-lost cousin in where is the latest one from? Nigeria. How many of you have had a grandchild? You've received an urgent email saying, I've been arrested and I need $5,000 immediately deposited into a bank account in Nigeria. Who's received that? You haven't? You're lucky. I have. And I deleted it. And that person hasn't spoken to me since. I must have made them angry. How many of you have received the postcard in the mail saying you won a tremendously fabulous, beautiful Caribbean vacation, 7 days all paid up? Who's gotten that one? I could be gone all the time if I took them up on their free offer. But they go right into the recycle bin, and I still haven't had a trip to the Caribbean. If you read the fine print, airfare not included, hotel not included. I don't know what is included, to be honest with you. You know, lots of people say lots of things. Are you generally skeptical of them? What has made us that way? Why do we doubt? Why do we not believe? For over 2,000 years, Christians have said Christ has risen from the dead. You ever doubt that? I think if you're even a strong Christian, you can say there's times in your life when you doubted that, right? Anyone being honest this morning? That seems like a far-fetched story. Luke gives us this rendition of it this morning. And like a lot of things in the Bible, I love there towards the end of that scripture, it said, they returned to Jerusalem filled with joy. Now you think there would be more of a descriptive analogy of what happened after they've seen their Savior go back up into heaven in his full bodily form. And they returned filled with joy and they worshiped in the temples. You know, you have this big buildup, this big thing happens, and then one or two sentences, and then it's over. That's the end. Is it just another scam? Is it somebody just wanting more money? Was the resurrection of Jesus real? Will we believe that 20 years from now, 40 years from now, at the end of our lives? You know what I find beautiful, though, in folks that are at the end of their life, is when they believe the most. I saw her on Friday again. And she says, Pastor, I'm ready. David, you've been to see her. She's ready to go. Her faith has carried her up to this point in her life. She trusts and she believes. I don't have to go in there and say, Audrey, how are you with God today? I have to do that too. And most of the time, folks, if they don't know more, they want to know more. And as Jesus asked those disciples that day, when he came back, why are you troubled? he came back on that Easter. We're still in the season of Easter here in the church. We're still remembering that when Jesus came back to the disciples and they were locked away, they were troubled. They had doubts. When Jesus came back, they didn't want to believe right away because they'd been duped once. They'd been following this guy around for 3 years, him saying he's the Son of God. And he did all these things in their presence that proved them to them. And then at the end, he was killed like a mere criminal. He suffered like a mere criminal on a cross and died. He comes back. Are you just going to jump right back on the bandwagon? Hey, you've already, in their minds, failed you once. You were the Savior, and then they killed you. But the story goes on, doesn't it? When he came back to them in the upper room, they still didn't believe. When do we have our doubts? When things are going wrong, when things are bad. Isn't that when we doubt? Why is it when things are going good in our lives and everything is so good, a lot of times we say, boy, I'm really pulling this off, aren't I? Or we're willing to give God some credit. And then when things go bad, we say, why, God, is this going bad? Why am I in trouble? That's what many Christians fall away from God. That's when we have our doubts. The one thing that makes us fall from our faith is trouble. Do we give God the credit for our trouble? Many non-Christians, people that don't believe in this Christ, they say the reason they're skeptical about Christianity is about all the evil in the world, all the trouble that they see. How could God let this happen? You know, I counsel with people, and when I do, and they tell me about their problems, the problem usually comes back around to something they've done, not what God has done. A lot of times we reap what we sow. Is that not correct? When bad things happen to us, trace it back to the beginning. Why did this happen? I guarantee you God was not in that picture. God wasn't there when the beginning of your trouble started. What do we do? Where do we go? Have we failed to believe in this God because of something bad in our lives? Sometimes it makes us wonder about everything we believe, right? I gave you some examples at the beginning of things we just know are not true. And when things aren't true, we need to blame someone. But today I'm going to give you 5 reasons why we are to celebrate the ascension of Jesus Christ. Those of you taking notes, number one, we have 5 things that Jesus has left us with as we've celebrated his ascension this day. The first reason to celebrate, because it means Jesus was the Lord. It was predicted, wasn't it? We were told this would happen. Doesn't spend much time on Ascension Sunday anymore. It seems like it's been gone past over. We mentioned it in our creed. It's a part of our theology. But do we really believe that Jesus was taken up into heaven? In his own body, by the way. I've had this discussion in our Bible study, the last one we did, about our bodies. Marty Hartman was worried that he's going to get to heaven and get a new body, and it's the same one he's had. He was a little bit concerned about that one. That one wore out on him the first time around.
Jesus being our Lord. The second thing to celebrate is He's coming back. Doesn't the Bible tell us the way He went away from us in the ascension, He will return to us? The angel said to the disciples as they watched Jesus ascend and vanish into the clouds that He would come back in the same manner in which He left. He's reigning now. He's sitting at the Father, God the Father Almighty's right hand. When He comes back, it will be the bringing together of His kingdom. It's what He said He would do. The third reason. Talked about this last week. We have an advocate. Who is our advocate that they sent back to us? The Holy Spirit, the Comforter, our advocate. Jesus couldn't stay here and still allow the Holy Spirit to come and be active in each one of our lives. You ever think about that? If Jesus had stayed here, the Holy Spirit would not have the same purpose that it has for us. Jesus has entered the Holy of Holies. He's in heaven. He said He would be. I like this. I ran across this. The completion of Good Friday. The ascension is the completion of Good Friday. You get what that's saying? Good Friday, He came into town as the King. It's the completion of Good Friday. Yom Kippur is the Day of Atonement in the Old Testament. That's when the spotless lamb had to be sacrificed and its blood sprinkled on the altar. Max has given me an assignment. Max, this is part of my assignment you've given me. We want to know when they quit performing these sacrifices. This is the kind of Bible, these are the kind of people I have in my Bible studies. They make me do homework in between. And He wants accurate details too. That's the rub on this. He wants accuracy in these details. But when Jesus Christ came, we needed no more sacrifices. We needed no more blood spilt to relieve us of our sinful nature. The atonement had been made. The fourth reason why we have to celebrate, it means that Christ is more present with us now than He ever could be if He would have stayed here. And that's the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Trinity, our triune God, the third leg of that stool. The Holy Spirit resides within us. In John 16:7, it says, Jesus said to them, "Nevertheless, it is your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to help you. But if I depart, I will send Him to you." Jesus was sending us a helper. That's what I told the kids this morning. Your poor football team without the offensive line and that poor running back doesn't have a chance. Jesus sent a helper in His place. And now this one for Marty. The fifth reason we celebrate this is that Christ ascended into heaven in His bodily form. Does that mean we keep the same bodies that we go up with? I seem to believe it's going to be bodies better than these, without decay and rot and rust. I don't have the exact... Max, please don't ask me that question next week. I don't want to have to ponder that one as much. We have that discussion, right? Our bodies we're going to get is going to be even better. But that's what the fifth reason we have to celebrate is, that we can be assured of a body that will not decay. It's a little piece of us that Jesus took with him to be a part of God the Father. Paul tells us that Christ, when he returns, will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Those who are alive or remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. That's our guarantee, folks. The next body to come is going to be better than this one. Cure our disbelief. How do we spend time in the presence of the Holy Spirit? Here's where you get an assignment once again. We've got to spend time with the Word of God. How do we grow closer in our relationship with Jesus Christ except through the Scripture? If you're not reading your Bible every day, I would recommend that you do. At least pull it out. And if nothing else, hold it in your hands. Sometimes just grasping it and clutching it, especially in times of need, times of trouble, can be a comfort. But when you open it up and read from those pages, it makes it even better. It would be nice if Jesus was with us today in body with him. But he is here with us in spirit. The Comforter is with us. The Holy Spirit resides with us. And this is proof. So the five reasons we have to celebrate the Ascension all comes down to we can believe that this is the truth. The Scripture tells it to us that way. Like I said before, Easter was a time the disciples were struggling with doubt. They had been set up for this before. I just don't know if I can believe it again. It was so sad. And what this word will do for us is it will give us comfort from the Comforter. Believe it or not, this is how God speaks to us today, I believe. Had a lot of discussion this week. I meet with a couple of different groups during the week, and we talk about how every time we read common everyday stories in the Bible, and we've read probably dozens of times, and each time it will speak to us differently. Or we read something and say, "Whoa, I didn't know that." Wait a minute. When Jesus came to them, their minds were open, and they could understand the Scriptures. I'll be honest with you, sometimes the Scriptures are confusing. But the more time you spend there, the more you will get out of it.
Amen.
If you have trouble, cling to the Bible. And if you're so blessed today that you have no problems at the moment, that life is great, everything is going good, thank God. Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I have a feeling something will come along that will knock the pins out from under you. That will knock you for a loop. So if everything's good in your life and you're reading the Bible, you're getting prepared for what is to come. This will prepare you to meet your struggles head on. You will be prepared for whatever happens. Your faith will not keep you safe. Your faith will get you through anything that you face.
Amen.
Dr. Kent Brantley, I'm going to wear that out on you folks. You're going to get sick of hearing it, aren't you? Your faith will not keep you safe.
Folks, we need to have an unshakable faith. We need to have a trust in a risen Lord that can't be taken from us. You know, everything that you possess in the world could be ripped from you and taken away from you. This is Memorial Day. There's been prisoners of war who have had everything, their dignity, their clothing, every possession they have stripped from them. And the ones that made it through were the ones of faith. The ones that could recite Bible stories, recite the Lord's Prayer. You hear story after story after story of prisoners of war who made it because of their faith. When all else failed, God never failed. Their faith didn't keep them safe. By no means did it. Their faith, Jesus' faith did not keep him safe. Folks, we've got to live out our faith. We've got to have unshakable faith. Folks, those of us who doubt can become Christ's disciples with the strongest faith. It's okay to doubt. It seems to be a human trait. What's more important is you get over that doubt and you trust not only in the Word of God, but you trust in the comfort of the advocate that's been sent here through Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Gracious God, we give you thanks this morning for our advocate, for our comforter, for the Holy Spirit that comes and resides within us when we just say yes. Father, today, we pray that those we love that are far from you and lost and wandering in the desert would seek you out. Father, I pray in circumstances where we pray that we would be the one to bring the Holy Word to people we care and love. That you would bring someone else, Father. It's not always us. Our prayer today is that our loved ones would have someone in their life, if not us, that can be that witness of a risen Lord. Father, we love you, we trust you, we give ourselves completely to you. We pray in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Please stand for our closing hymn, Rejoice, the Lord is King. Folks, rejoice, for the Lord hath risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Father God, as we leave this place, give us strength and courage for the journey outside of these doors. Father, let us now enter the mission field on behalf of our Savior, the risen Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Now.
Okay.
Walk.
No, we weren't in the way, were we?
Mm-mm.
No.